We're off. Okay, so we're still in Fremantle. Who do we have here?
Alex Nicol.
Alex, now you used to work for the federal government.
I did, yeah, for 7 years.
Doing what?
I was policy advisor for a Liberal Party senator.
Okay. And you were saying about you working with the windmills?
Yeah, so the area that I was working in was renewable energy. And basically, it was my job to uncover a lot of the stuff that was going on with the Renewable Energy Act, which was put in 2002 under the Howard government. So that was the Liberal Party put the act in place, and I was looking at the mess that it had created. And what a lot of people don't understand is that the Renewable Energy Act creates a subsidy environment where if you build wind turbines, you're paid between $600,000 and $900,000 per turbine per year as a subsidy alone.
Well, if it's on your property?
No. So what happens is the wind company comes in and leases, they pay a lease to the farmer to build the wind turbines, and that in effect makes sure that the farmer is still liable for the turbine.
Okay.
And they pay a lease of $12,000 a year, usually. And the company gets paid between $600,000 and $900,000 per turbine per year.
So they pay $12,000 to the farmer, but they get $600,000.
Exactly.
Per turbine.
Yeah.
Which is a big incentive to put in turbines.
Yeah, and the landowner takes the liability for the turbine.
So he gets $12,000 a year, but if anything happens to it, he's got to fix it. Exactly. Or she's got to fix it.
Yeah, when they catch on fire,
yeah,
they're responsible for their neighbour's properties going up in smoke. That kind of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And effectively that money, the subsidy that's getting paid to the wind farms, is reaming $40 billion a year out of the Australian economy. And it's paid by everyone, every pensioner, householder, schools, hospitals, everyone. It's not just out of your tax, it comes out of your power bill.
Is this why power bills are going up?
Yeah. That's why power bills.
So our power bills are going up to pay for wind turbines that don't work.
Exactly.
And why don't they work?
So they don't work because, for a start, they draw power off the grid, so they have to have coal-fired power in order to turn. They're not windmills, they're turbines. And essentially...
Sorry, what do you mean? The power to turn. So when we see them turning, that's not the wind, that's the power generator turning.
Essentially, they have to draw power off the grid, so they have to draw coal-fired power off the grid in order to turn. And what happens when the wind picks up, they do actually start to create electricity of their own, but that electricity is so intermittent and unreliable, when it gets back to the grid, it has to be balanced on the grid, which you can't do. And like with your coal-fired power station, you can't ramp your coal-fired power stations up and down. So the coal-fired power station stays at the same level because it takes 24 to 48 hours for them to get up to heat anyway, and they just let off steam as the wind comes onto the grid. So there's absolutely nothing about them that works apart from reaming that amount of money out of the Australian economy, and it's going offshore.
That money's going offshore.